This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 683. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have Matt for a limited time only.
Hopefully my internet seems to be cooperating tonight.
Yeah, only until you want to talk about something.
Only until he's happy. And when he's happy.
I broke the internet last week.
Yes. The internet is fueled by anger.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that I could feel the thunder. Sitting here last week,
boy,
probably had something to do with it.
Yeah. So there's also Rob.
Hi.
And Chris.
Yes.
Yes, there is Chris.
Yes, always.
Don.
Hello.
Diecast.
I'm back from putting my Unicron together. It took many, many hours.
Which one of the four?
The only one I've opened so far.
It took that long? I thought you had it together last week.
No, it took 3 hours to transform it and to get all the panels to fit correctly.
Wow.
So after you went through that process the first time, did it become easier subsequently, or did you not dare try again?
I was going to say, you think I tried that again?
Yeah. Well, you've got three more of them to transform.
I understand where you're coming from, but like if it was me, I think just for science, I would want to go through it at least one more time to see if it got easier.
Cool. And I don't know if he's here, but John DeLuna is also with us. He may be.
I'm here.
So what's up? Awesome. Hey, hopefully you guys are watching live at tfradio.net/live. You can also chat with our Discord at tfradio.net/discord. So I'm watching the live stream video here as we record, as I multitask doing 75 things, keeping the show going. So one thing I noticed though, is I'm wearing my, Tiger King shirt. Now I'll note that in the time that it took me to order the shirt and get it in like the week and a half, people quit caring about Tiger King.
Well, that was 5 years ago, Brian.
Yeah.
In 2020 years.
Yeah. But, there's a, It's such a weird time. So Diecast turns 12 next week.
Yes. Mentally.
My daughter turns 1 tomorrow. Friend of the show, patron, Kevin Dorsey and his wife both, they had their birthday today. I just can't imagine. I had a birthday a month ago. I was going to say I can't imagine having a birthday during all this crap, but yeah, I've already forgotten it.
Him and his wife have the same birthday?
Same birthday.
That's kind of cool, actually.
It is cool, yeah. They spend it together. They spend doing fun stuff every year.
It's like a good pickup
line. Unlike Diecast, who plans to abandon his wife to be here with us next week.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny.
Happy birthday. You want to spend it with me?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just going to move on. Sorry, Kevin and Ellie. Yeah, so.
Happy birthday, though.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, definitely.
So a lot of stuff going on. I guess we'll save some of the stuff for the news, even though we don't have a clue. Actually, let me look at the show notes. Chris was working on this before. I'll save it. It's weird how we'll go weeks and weeks with basically nothing, and then all the news happens. And it's like,
that's because this is a time that would otherwise be SDCC, and it's normal for us to be getting a burst of news around this time of year.
But because there's no central location for it, it's just all coming out in spurts.
Yeah, it's a weird one this year.
It's really a weird one. Yeah. So no shortage of content this week. And dear God, what we got this week is going to take forever, at least for me. So actually, let's go ahead and jump into that. Who got something this week?
I'll go first because I'll be quick. I will start with my one-off topic thing, which is Super Mini Paw Victory Robo from GoGo 5. Obviously, I have not even had a chance to open the shipping curtain for it yet. So as far as I know, Bluefin is not distributing this in North America. So this is actually what you would get in Japan, which I had to import at some considerable expense. I also happen to have Liner Boy and Grand Liner on the way pre-ordered too, which is even more considerable expense. So, So that'll go on the pile with all the other things I have unbuilt. But I did, at least the other day, find my Super Mini Plow Mega Ranger kits, which I had somehow misplaced months ago. Those are also unbuilt and will probably stay that way for a while. I'm good at kits. So on topic, I got Double Dealer since last
show. You don't like it as much as I do.
Well, my problem with Double Dealer, and the reason I'm not even like having it here to handle on camera, mine seems to have basically hit every loss the QC lottery has to offer. So there's like a major structural part of the body that's a nylon part, which seems to be severely warped on my copy, which means that both of the alternate modes will not form together correctly. It's got various joint tension problems, parts fit issues. It's a mess. I've already ordered a replacement, and once I get that and verify that one's not an even bigger disaster, this first one will be going back for a refund. The thing is, like, even through all the problems I have with this first one that I got, I think if I had one that had better quality control, I'd actually pretty much like it. Like, there's things about it that are still kind of, like, on the design level, not great, but it's the most leader-feeling leader mold since Ultra Magnus, probably, in the War for Cybertron subline.
Well, hopefully you'll like the eventual Stalker redeco later. Hint, hint, Hasbro.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, just drop all the bird parts altogether.
Yeah.
But like, it's got a nice little pile of accessories, but a lot of the mass of it is in the figure. It's not external parts like most of the other leaders have been. So it feels chunkier in the hand. It's a lot more satisfying feeling, even though it's not like significantly bigger in height than an Astro Train or a Shockwave. It feels more substantial. The other problem, which I think is probably going to be just kind of systematic to it, like I've got the Spy Patrol version 3 cassettes, which includes the Power Masters, or I guess reimagined Power Master characters. So Scar will not fit securely into that chess piece in bird mode. Like, it just falls straight out. There's no way to attach and secure this. Knock will fit a little bit better, but it doesn't belong in the bird mode configuration, and in the robot or vehicle configuration, that panel is closed, so whichever Power Master you have in there stays put regardless. So that's kind of an annoyance, and I don't know what I would actually do to fix that, but I may look into that at some point down the line. It's a slight disappointment for, you know, an extra that they release separately that's supposed to interact, but kind of can't interact correctly. But I've posted a small handful of pictures I've been taking as I was messing with Double Dealer on at Play With Photos on Twitter. So there's a couple cool shots on there that I like, but as I think I stated on that Twitter, I can't really do like a full photo shootout because the copy I have is just too messed up. So I've got another one on order from Amazon, which is probably going to take a couple weeks based on the shipping estimate I have right now, but hopefully in the near future I will have a new report on a hopefully better copy of this. But that pretty much wraps up what I got this week.
Cool. Who else got anything?
I'm good. Okay, go ahead. You go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
Like Chris, I also got my Super Mini Plow Victory Robo. Unlike Chris, I actually built mine.
Huh. Yeah, you were working on that during last week's show for the brief time you were here, weren't you?
Yes, I was ignoring you guys during pre-show last week and building.
I wish I could have ignored pre-show last week too.
it helps to have
And Matt, for our non-Sentai viewers, who is that? Just for our non-Sentai affiliated people.
The Lightspeed Rescue Megazord.
Excellent.
I also got the latest wave of the Lightning Collection Power Rangers. Ranger Slayer is here. I haven't taken her out of the package yet. The paint on these things is not improving. Like, we're in wave 5 and we're still having major, major deco issues. Like, I've got Time Force Red here, and the white over his red plastic is very, very thin to the point where the red is kind of bleeding through a little bit. The West head sculpt on this is definitely one of the better head sculpts in the line, but other paint issues include the visor. The black has bled up just a little tiny bit into the red visor and has dripped below a little bit and given him an unfortunate Hitler mustache on his helmet.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I got the Mighty Morphin Blue, who has some, surprise, surprise, paint issues. Like, he's got some, don't know how well it's showing up here, but he's got a couple little flecks of paint missing from the diamond in his chest and another one on his boot, which is just irritating. Oh, and his helmet is severely messed up. The mouth plate is not completely painted silver. Like, it's missing a lot of the detail there. And the Zeo Gold Ranger, who's actually not bad.
Oh, the Butterscotch Ranger.
Yeah. And you know, just to throw in something Transformers related, I got Singe, finally. I had to eBay him because, you know, they're impossible to find, but I now have both of Spinister's Target Masters.
Cool. Do you want to try to, like, talk about the Seekers again, since you sort of got cut off on that last week?
Well, I was going to, but you want to know which head Skywarp got, and I don't want to tell you.
Oh, no, I don't care, because I've got the heads I want on the... Oh,
okay. I mean, that Seeker mold is everything I ever wanted. Like, that is exactly what I was harassing John, or Mark Weber.
Mark Weber.
Yeah, this is exactly what I was harassing Mark Weber about, you know, in 2016 at BotCon. Like, I got what I wanted, finally. The perfect Voyager G1 Seeker. So, thank you. I will buy as many of those that come out. And I got the Screaming Face Angry Eyes Skywarp.
Huh.
So
I think with the Screaming Face, the Angry Eyes work better. But for humor's sake, I'm glad I have Screaming Face Big Eyes, because that's the dull surprise face.
You got the dull surprise face.
But I think I mentioned it last week or the week before. I will probably get a cheap Starscream at some point to pop the head off of. Well, assuming a cheap Starscream eventually exists, I will get one to pop the head off of to use as an option for a non-screaming Skywarp face.
Nice. Now, I'm having a hard time with the eyes. How do you know which one you got?
You shine a light at them and you look really close.
The angry eyes are way smaller than the dull surprise eyes.
Gotcha.
And one more thing about my Lightning Collection Red Ranger is he comes with an awesome little hand with a thumbs up. And
oh, nice.
Hasbro, whenever you get to Power Rangers Turbo, they all better come with a thumbs up hand. Anything less will be a failure. Yes. And cool. Honestly, like, I don't remember if I got anything else or not, because, like, I had stuff last week, and then the connection died, and I just said, screw it, and put everything away. So
Seekers for you are what matters, though. So.
Yeah, that's why I started off with them. That was the important thing. I know I completed a couple more Marvel Legends Build-A-Figures. I completed Apocalypse and Crimson Dynamo, and I think that's it.
You know, I'm just surprised that with Hasbro's continuing success with Black Series and Marvel Legends, that they're still having this pain issue on the Power Rangers figures, because it seemed like that would be something that they've got pretty much down.
Needs to be addressed, because Marvel Legends doesn't seem to have all these pain issues, and they cost the same amount and come with Build-A-Figure parts.
Yeah.
Like, and they sell enough of them that they can, you know, meet their goal on Sentinel in 24 hours, so that may be part of the issue.
And Hasbro doesn't have to pay licensing for the Power Rangers figures.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you think which that is would free money up with for paint, though.
Yeah, which is why you can get away with the majority of less than stellar, you know, head sculpts.
Yeah.
I have to assume that the Power Rangers, while being, you know, structurally, physically similar to Marvel Legends and even Black Series, are in, you know, a new facility that they've contracted with or set up, and all the processes are not as tightened down as some of their longer standing.
Which is, you know, why I've been, you know, patient up to a point, but we're on wave 5 now and several, you know, multi-packs. Like, there's some glaring problems with these. Yeah.
It's definitely a problem that needs to be fixed. I more was responding to, I think, Don's comment that, like, you know, if this one line's great, why isn't this other line that's basically the same thing? It's different production systems, even though they're very similar product lines, and it needs to be fixed, but it's something that has to be fixed separately from what they've already fixed in the past.
Yeah, because, again, you know, I'm paying Marvel Legends prices here for slightly smaller figures without the Build-A-Figure parts.
Yeah. And also the fact is, with that 5-pack of Psycho Rangers coming out, people that are going to choose to double dip and get that 5-pack set, if the paint on those are not up to snuff, they're going to have some real issues wanting to support the line because they're already double dipping and they could be getting figures with more problems.
Yeah, Hasbro, do not screw up the Psycho Rangers. Just like, that's some free advice. Don't mess that up. But yeah, I will have that. I think it's an August 1st date. So like there, it's right around the corner too. But it's funny that the first actual complete team is the Psycho Rangers.
Yeah.
I kind of love that, though.
Yes.
Cool. Anything else?
No.
Don.
All right. Off topic wise, I stopped by Walgreens because I hadn't been by Walgreens in a while, and I was trying to find the Maximilian that goes with the Vincent figure from the Black Hole a couple of months ago, and none of that. But I did find... Oh, my camera's not working.
It's working.
It was Iron Man 2020, right?
Yeah, Iron Man 2020 that I forgot was even coming out. Don't have any connection to the character, but it's a really great-looking figure. The interesting thing was when I rang it up, I got a $7 off coupon on my next purchase from Walgreens. It's $25 or more. Oh, so, nice. Yeah, so I asked the guy, because I had been to the other Walgreens in town. They didn't have anything. I said, well, look, there's some things over there I wanted to get. Can I return this and then rebuy it and just get all that at one time? Because I've got the coupon. He said, sure. So I went ahead and I returned it, and then I rebought the Iron Man figure. And they had the die-cast movie little, you know, Optimus movie Prime. Optimus, you know, the Hollywood Rides one, and the G1 Optimus.
Hmm.
So... with the coupon, I basically got G1 Optimus for a quarter to cover some of the tax. And so I got all that, and I picked up, while I was at the same Walgreens a different day, randomly, Siege Mirage.
Siege Mirage before, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, I wanted a box one to go against my box Netflix version. They have like I said, this could wind up being my secret mold, like Matt is. So, and it's like I've not seen a Siege Mirage in months. So I picked it up, which is interesting because when I was at the pool yesterday with my girlfriend, we stopped by Walmart near there, and they had the Impactor weight. They had, like, six Impactors on the shelf, which was just I hadn't seen in months. And the last thing I got was today when I stopped by the Walmart on the way in for some groceries, I picked up a clearance Astro Train to open.
$25.
I figured.
Oh, cool.
I've always liked it, and I bought one earlier to have the box version sitting on the shelf, but now I've got one that's pristine and white. It's gonna be a desk figure that I'm just gonna transform from time to time. But yeah, I went ahead and got that.
Not to take away your shine, Don, but like that's not one that I would want to transform from time to time, for whatever reason.
For some reason I've always liked it, and I went ahead and I don't know when it's going to get here, so I'm going to mention it. I did order the non-F Optimus Prime trailer kit. I did buy that last night, so I don't know when I'm going to be getting it.
Did you get the shipping notice yet?
I haven't checked my email since we started the show, so it'll probably be a day or two.
You'll probably have it by the end of next week.
So I bought that, and I also bought the G2 Sideswipe set for that Earthrise Sideswipe that came out in the G2 colors in the Amazon set. So now he's got the bandolier, the shoulder wheels, and the two guns. So that hopefully will be coming along with that. And that's all I got.
Cool. Who else?
Well, that's a good segue into what I got this week. So. I got the non-F Optimus Prime trailer kit, and I'm really happy with that. That has changed the box that comes with Earthrise Optimus Prime into Optimus Prime's trailer, and I'm pretty satisfied with all of that. The roller is just a little bit big for all of this, just because it is kind of, well, it's scaled for Titan Masters, which I am just perfectly happy with, so... It's, yeah, a little bit on the big side compared to everything else in there, but I like it. I'm definitely going to use it. If I like the one that smaller one that comes with Centurion, maybe I'll just attach it to Power Master Optimus Prime, because why not?
but also came with, of course, a new hatch for the trailer so that you can open it without having to crack it open, which was basically the only technical thing about this entire figure I was not really thrilled with. So, yeah, it's a good set. And it looks good. I got that. I did get the Seekers also. Thank you again, Chris. It was really nice of you to think of me with this. And I'm pretty satisfied with those as well, because they're really nice figures. And not much else I can say about them that everybody else hasn't, but so I'll just leave it at I like them. Last thing I got was Power of the Prime Submarauder, because it was cheaper to do that than to pay shipping on the Walmart order I was putting together for stuff for the household. So that's another Prime Master I skipped the last time that I've got now. So. Yeah, not, you know, I'm pretty much happy with everything I got this week. So
that non-F kit looks great.
Oh, it is. The only thing I might have done differently is if the fenders had not been connected to the struts to go underneath the trailer, I would have probably gone for gray fenders. But those legs are blue on the original trailer, and I wanted them to be blue here. So I'll live with blue fenders.
Yeah.
That's the one.
You can live with it.
Yeah. I can live with it, but that is one thing I forgot to mention. When you, of course, you replace the hatch on the trailer, that doesn't leave you with any official storage for the shield. If that's something you want to leave on, if you want to leave with Prime, there are, of course, slats cut out of the base of the trailer. And you can slip the shield underneath the trailer and use the new support arms to just hold it in place underneath without any trouble at all.
Cool. I may have to pull the trigger on this.
It's a good set. I like I've said before, Non-F does good stuff, and the prices are reasonable, especially on the third party scale. So I think it's definitely worth it.
Cool. Awesome. Diecast, what'd you get?
I got the ultimate weapons accessory for all your Transformers.
You don't have an ultimate weapon, Diecast.
I got a 3D printer. And then nice. The only other thing I got that I can think off the top of my head is the same thing Matt got, and that was a Blue Ranger.
Oh, cool.
That's it.
Okay. John, did you get anything?
I did get the Shockwave Lab upgrade kit for Ironworks. So it's just a little two-piece kit that they did. It's got like an oversized missile and the little windmill.
Oh, the windmill, yeah.
Yeah, make him a little bit more G1. So that's fun. And then I think tomorrow I'm getting, I'm one of those people, I'm getting the kit that fills the gaps in Grapple. So mostly in his legs, just about everything in his legs. Which honestly, that's a trend I am all for, since, you know, it's completely elective to fill the gaps in your toys. It's up to you. But that's the kind of third-party stuff, like Non-F. Like, that's the kind of third-party stuff I can get behind, and I don't see how anybody could object to stuff like that. So,
cool.
Yep.
I guess that leaves me. So, I don't remember if I have this or not. I was at Target Sunday, and God, I probably do have it. I saw Studio Series Soundwave. I'm like, I've been wanting that. So I got it. It's staying in the box because it's a movie figure. I don't really want to transform it, and it looks nice in the package. I'm a terrible Transformers fan, but yeah. Movie studio series stuff for now mostly stays in the box. In fact, I can't think of any studio series stuff I've actually got that I've opened. Yeah. Actually, I can't. It's sad. It looks so nice, so while I was at Target, I did a double take, and I'm like, there's Slitherfang. Actually, first I saw Rung. Like, they got Rung back in stock, but no, it was the Earthrise Rung. And then I looked, and like, I saw Slitherfang, and I'm like, it's a snake, sort of.
His plank.
Yeah, his plank. And to be honest with you, I had no idea these were out. And one of the reasons is, like, they literally showed up that day. T-Formers actually, I wasn't the first person to find it. After somebody found it earlier in the day at retail in the U.S., but T-Formers, thank you, Jack, credited me as for finding these.
You're probably the first person he saw that saw them. So there you go.
You're the first person I saw that found them.
Totally shocked. Yeah,
you were his favorite person that found them that day. So yeah, there you go.
That's probably accurate. So I picked those up. So I'm leaving wrong in. I have no desire, but Slitherfang is way more boring than Sound Barrier.
Snake.
Yeah, I love Transformers has never done a great job with snakes. And this is the most
basic. Yeah, I guess you have to grade the snakes kind of on a scale.
This is the most basic one. So
I mean, I like Night Viper and Corrada.
That's what I was thinking of, but I also am thinking no, those actually are not good snakes, they're just good Transformers snakes.
Yes.
And it's mostly that they have good robot modes. Night Viper has such a good robot mode, and Corrada is just very themed.
Corrada is a Beast Wars Neo figure. Yeah. And that's about what you expect. So.
I mean, they turned the Cobra's hood into a poncho for the robot. Yes. And I can't not love that design sensibility, but it is also not a good snake.
Yeah. Neo in general is not known for great.
I think making transforming serpentine forms become robots is just kind of a problem in general. Because I remember the Dinosaurs line that Bandai did, or Dino Zone, if you remember the original Japanese release of it. There was the Chinese-style dragon, which turned into a robot. And while the serpentine dragon form looked pretty decent, the robot, as a result, was a brick because of how the transformation was engineered. So, you either get a good robot out of a snake form, or you get a good snake and a terrible robot in some sense or another.
Yeah. So John, and also in the chat, pretty cool regular. I guess that's Sean. They pointed out Quick Strike. And Quick Strike, you know, it's
a scorpion.
He's part snake. Which is an excellent toy. But it's
a scorpion just has snake themed parts.
Yeah, so, hey, I found those. Great. Check your local Target. They just put them out, so. Let's see, what's the most boring thing I got next? I got Machine Wars Soundwave in my quest to pick up Minton's old box, Machine Wars figures. Matt had mentioned Stalker earlier, and I wanted to chime in then, but I didn't. So, again, it's Machine Wars, so nothing in Machine Wars was an original mold. The best case scenario we had were the Jets and the Hubcap Prowl mold that was slated for G2 but never was never used. This was based on Stalker, and I love the deco on Stalker way more than Soundwave. But it's not bad. But this, of course, if you look, there's a price sticker on it, and the sticker says it's on clearance for $10.
Everything was on clearance at KB Toys.
Yeah, but retail on this was $15. It was basically the mega price point. It's a much bigger figure than what you can get for $20 now.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's see here. So not to spoil the fun, but so I got my Unicron. Yeah. I
nice.
I managed to get Unicron. I know I beat Diecast by a year. So it's so big and hefty here. Oh, so heavy. I didn't share this on the internet because I didn't want everybody to get jealous, but here he is. No, it's the Takara repaint of Armada Unicron. It's
the 2010 Unicron.
Yeah, the 2010 Unicron.
Yeah. Which is nice.
Yeah, I like it.
New head sculpt.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, it is nice. I got it for substantially less than I thought I was going to, but that's but that's because it was loose. I have no desire, had no desire to have that in Minton's old box. So,
I mean, it's not even it's not even a window package. So, you could have the box for that and display it separately, and it would be just like having one Minton box.
Yeah,
yeah. The only thing about the box is it pairs with the Primus box.
Which I have no desire for. So what's the difference? Is there a different deco in Primus?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, crap.
It's a much more unified silver deco to actually look like what Cybertron looked like in the G1 cartoon versus the more toy-looking Cybertron Primus.
Yeah. He's less fun and more accurate, I guess.
Okay.
But so, still, the best Primus deco was the Age of Extinction Toys R Us exclusive version.
I love that one, yeah. So I still need Energon Unicron because I never got it. Or, I was going to say, did that come in an Armada box as well? No, the Armada version came in a
Energon box. Yeah, the Armada colors came in an Energon box for the first like couple months of distribution.
I still need
before
that.
Before they switch to the black ones.
I need the Amazon version because apparently it's different.
It is. It's the grays on the Amazon one are bluer, as I recall. That's the most substantial difference.
I can live without it then.
Oh, you'll end up with it eventually.
Yeah,
but you can live without it.
Yeah. And the Primus in Japan, because I was able to get the box from Paladin at BotCon a long time ago, they went back to the traditional G1 grid, the red box with the grid work. And he was Cybertron 00 or 01, one of the two. So they went back and basically made it like the old packaging with the C designations, which was a really nice. And I got the box from Paladin. It's sitting over there, thumbtacked to a wall. What's on display?
I know.
I just put a thumbtack.
It's still funny to me just the way you describe it.
So the next
couple it's really nice. I thumbtacked it to a wall.
Next couple items, I'm going to go ahead and just, even though they came together, I'm going to do them separately.
Beautiful thing I've ever seen. Now hand me the bomb.
Hand me the bomb. So, sorry, I had to mute Don. Okay, so. So these next two items, they came together. I'm really bad about seeing something. Somebody mentioned something on Twitter. And I'm like, oh, I have it or I don't have it. And I've come so close before pulling the trigger on something I've had. And I'm pretty sure I have these, but I don't have the Mint Unsold card. Now I do. So, Universe Downshift, which is, of course, the Universe version of Energon Downshift. This one has yellow in, like, the white parts of the body, where the Energon version, I believe, was just straight up white. And the deco in general, I think. I don't remember if the Autobot logo is so prominent on the Energon version.
No.
But yeah.
It's much bigger on the Universe version. I remember that.
It's pretty. So, very pleased to get this. But what the impetus for it, though, was I couldn't remember if I at the time, I couldn't even remember it coming out, but I'm virtually certain that I have it somewhere in a closet now. Which is Universe Snowcat. So it's Snowcat, but it's grayish green and orange instead of white or whitish.
Those are weird, really weird colors for him.
It is. But, you know, the actual Snowcat vehicle comes in so many colors over the years that I had to have it. It's a shame that, like, the actual Snowcat isn't repainted like this. This deco makes no sense. Makes zero sense. So, two things left. I'm going to go in order of importance for me. I got Commander Class Skylynx.
Nice.
How do you like him?
He's magnificent. So, well, his arm, his wing just popped off. Ah! So, actually, that goes into some problems I do kind of have with it, to be honest. So, as much as I love the fact that it's a giant flipping Skylynx, it is really basic. So, like, obviously the neck is articulated, which is nice, but the Puma body is basically a brick. It's almost literally a brick. So, the wings on mine, this left wing, seems a little loose to me, and obviously it just popped off, so it is loose. But honestly, it's big and it's beautiful and it's going to look great on my shelf. And I can't really think of much else they could have done with it, but I'm not blown away by it other than it being big. And it is pretty.
Because of the design?
What?
Isn't that just because of his Skylynx design is kind of inherently kind of is what it is?
Yeah, but I was hoping they would do something that would just I was hoping that they would blow me away. With something. I mean, I like the fact that I like the articulation on the shoulders of the. Is that a shoulder or a hip? I guess
the front is the shoulder. If it's the back, it's the hip.
So the shoulders, I like the range of motion there and the fact that it pulls out to broaden the shoulders. But you know, in general, I mean, it's definitely worth getting, especially for the price point. And it's Skylynx, and Skylynx is the greatest G1 Transformer ever. But like I was hoping to be blown away by it like I was with Earthrise Optimus. You know, Earthrise Optimus is a tiny little thing, but it just does everything so well. And it surprises me, even going back and transforming it again after about a month of transforming it. I'm just surprised by how ingenious and fluid and intuitive the transformation is. It's like the perfect realization of Optimus Prime.
Well, if you're going to compare it to anything, compare it to Jetfire. Which one out of the two do you like better?
I don't like Jetfire as a character so much. So Skylynx I like better inherently. But as far as a toy goes, Jetfire is better.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Did you? I wasn't listening the entire time. Did you try putting Skylynx into the launch base?
Oh no, yet? I don't. No. No.
That at least looks interesting and different.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't know. Yes, it's nice that they did it, but it's unnecessary for me. So no, I didn't bother putting him in that mode.
I guess this is where the concept of red comes up, because you know, part of the deal is he transforms into other things to like play with or engage with. So if you're not interested in, you know, 2/3 of him or half of him, you know, you're going to kind of hit a ceiling real fast on your impression of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, I thought you were going to ask, will he fit in a Prime trailer? I thought you were going to ask that first.
It's worth a try.
His head might.
Yeah. Actually, his head would fit in the trailer.
He's what, like $100? I forget.
80 SRP.
Yeah. 80.
Okay. Mm. That is a lot.
Walmart honors my.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here, Rob. Hoping they come in soon.
Walmart will probably honor the price. I mean, they'll clearance them out in 3 weeks after they come in anyway for like $35.
So. Pretty much.
Well, yeah, but they were, you know, I was supposed to get that a month ago from Walmart and still have nothing. So.
Their expected date on Skylynx was always at least September 1st.
Yeah. So last item. So last week, I had the 1998 Pioneer Laserdisc of Transformers the Movie, which that purchase was actually inspired by another purchase that I did before, about 4 weeks ago. Came across it on eBay. Haven't seen it on eBay in forever. This one, though, was sealed, and I have never seen a sealed copy of this. There may be no other sealed copies of this out there in existence. So, you know, there are like certain grails I've had since the 90s, and I think the ones that I've had, the early grails, I've now completed. I've always wanted a copy of this. Never thought I would own one, and I saw it, and it was more than I would ever want to pay for anything, but I'm viewing it as a trade. I'm not going to say how much I paid for it, but I'll say what I traded it for.
Did you do some Dononomics?
I Dononomics'd it, yeah. So Fans Toy Sovereign and 2 autographed baseball cards paid for this. Again, it is a sealed copy of the 1989 Hill Crane Transformers the Movie Laserdisc. And it is beautiful. I'm never opening it.
Is that in a special frame, or
it's in a special frame, yeah. Nice. So I it's been framed. It's behind glass. What I like about the frame, it actually gives you access to the back as well, so you can see it. Unlike the other one, this is considered the superior Laserdisc. The 1998 disc is in mono. This is stereo. Plus, this has other. At least it's got the pre-production or the pitch video where they're trying to pitch Transformers the Movie to I guess theaters. That has the pre-production footage and this basically the Victor Crowley narration where he describes the Star Wars. Or the epic tradition of Star Wars.
Oh yeah, I love that video.
Yeah, that's like if you've seen that video, that's where this comes from. That so
that's great.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you. I've wanted this for over 20 years,
and you spent almost that much time waiting for it to be delivered.
Yeah, so I ordered it from the UK, and it was from a Laserdisc collector. Funny enough, he messaged me today, saying, hey, I saw you got it. So I'm so glad you have it. This has been a special piece of my collection for years. Because even like amongst Laserdisc collectors, it's rare. So I'm like, yeah, as a Transformers fan, this has been an item that I've wanted for, you know, over 20 years. And it's in good hands. I'm never parting with it. So yeah, it's I've wanted that forever. It's beautiful. Oh god, it's beautiful. So I mentioned in pre-show, I've been talking about moving now for a year. Looks like the ball is finally rolling on it. Part of planning out where I'm going to live is how I'm going to display this thing. So
okay.
Well, at least
it's the kind of thing where if you were wealthier, you'd be going to an architect and taking it with you and say, "Design me a house around this."
Yes, design me. Yes. So I will at least when I pick a house that has a room for this stuff. So I need to pick a room where I can display the stuff, the stuff that I have framed, the albums and things. So super stoked about this. Super happy. Never going to open it. Have no idea if it plays. I'm sure it still does. The 98 Laserdisc does. But yeah, I have one of my grails. My grails from the 90s, pretty simple things. This and Metro Titan. I got Metro Titan last year. I actually paid more for Metro Titan than I did this. But like by about $30. And now this. So Matt was there for me getting the Metro Titan.
I was egging you on to buy more and more things.
Did Angel sing when I got that? Because literally, I've been wanting Metro Titans since like 1997.
I didn't hear any Angel singing over my own laughter at how much stuff you bought.
Yeah, well, I'm happy. Okay. And that's all I got this week. So, hey, that's the show. We'll see you next week. Have a great one.
Oh, come on. We've gone longer than that with what we got this week.
This is true.
Yeah.
Okay. So we complained about gigawatt last week. This week it went a little better, except for nobody wants this.
Maybe that's why it went better.
Yeah. This is such a weird looking toy. Like we were curious before about what mold, this.
Well, why don't you explain what we're talking about?
Well, yeah.
Producing on air. I know exactly what mold.
Yeah, I was going to lead into it. I was going to lead into it and then announce what it was. It's the Top Gun Cross Transformers Maverick that we saw about a month ago pop up on the internet. And
it's a leak that goes out on the internet.
It's a leak that goes out on the internet. It's $50. So I'm guessing it's what, Voyager sized?
The listing says the robot is 7-inch scale or words to that effect, so similar to Ectotron in height at least.
Yeah. But it's what, an F 15 is it 15 14, or
14?
F-14. Tomcat. 14. And it's kinda ugly.
I know exactly what mold they used. They used one of the Transformers Star Wars molds to make this because it's exactly what it looks like.
It looks like a reimagined Cyberjet.
Yeah, so I have some thoughts. So, okay, with Ectotron and Gigawatt, both of those, obviously, you could tell what they started from and remodeled around to make the new toy. This does not show any direct signs of having any existing toys, parts, or direct engineering ideas, even. It does resemble, in many respects, a Cyberjet, but there's been a lot of things in Transformers that have taken that basic Cyberjet framework and
Energon Starscream,
G2 Smokescreen even was basically just a souped up Cyberjet. Yeah. There's been a few things in the old Cyberverse scale. It comes up because it's a logical way to engineer a small, simple-ish jet transformation into a robot.
I was going to say it looks like one of those Transformer knockoffs that you get at the dollar store.
That
might be a little cruel.
So, what's the odds that this is not engineered by the Transformers team?
Well, okay, so that's kind of what I'm thinking here. Like, Diecast is not the first person to say this looks like a Marvel or Star Wars crossover. And the thing to remember about those look the way they did because Takara was not involved in the engineering of those toys, and Takara may not have been involved in the engineering of this toy either.
Very possible.
This is also a licensed product too, right? Like they had to get approval on these designs.
It's a double licensed product, so it's licensed by, you know, whoever has the rights to Top Gear merchandising, or Top Gun, sorry. Top Gear crossover, though, it could be any kind of car. It's licensed by whoever has the rights to Top Gun merchandising, and it's also licensed by Northrop Grumman for the F-14 likeness.
So they had to get approval for the F-14 jet mode, which means you can't just have robot kibble hanging off of the bottom of it if
beyond the level of certain acceptance, yes. So the thing is, too, look at Gigawatt's packaging, look at Ectotron's packaging. It's retro G1 style packaging. Maverick has like 100% movie imagery packaging. It looks nothing like the other collaborative series. I think the Top Gun licensing for this had really, really strict requirements they had to adhere to, probably more so than for the vehicle likeness licensing. Like, I think there was a lot more complication to getting this done than the other two, and it may be why we got two of these collaborative figures.
Lenard did not have these problems.
Within such a short time frame.
They were so concerned with whether or not they could. They didn't think if they should.
The Leonard thing, look at their Top Gun merchandising. The packaging is almost identical to this in style. Like, I think that's the way the packaging looks is a requirement of the licensing.
Hey, Brian, if you go to one of the photos where he's holding the volleyball, his shoulders aren't even in the
the white background one. So when they posed the arm up, obviously the shoulder parts came loose from inside the torso and nobody noticed or bothered to fix it. But there's other pictures where the shoulders are up in the correct position.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes me feel a little bit better.
He
does have a volleyball, and we still can't get an Optimus Prime without a basketball.
So in addition to, you know, the packaging having to look a certain way, the vehicle mode having to hit certain marks, there may have also been some kind of language in the licensing agreement saying that it has to be, you know, original design, like, or other language, like the design becomes the property of the licensor, so they're not going to put something in there that they don't want to potentially have a dispute over the ownership of, so they wouldn't take, an Earthrise Seeker mold, for example, or the movie Blitzwing mold, like some people were theorizing this might be based on. They don't want to make a conflict possible in the future, so they went all original on this, and this is just kind of the result of it. And that could again indicate Takara may not have been involved in this either because of the licensing requirements or just because the time constraints. Like, there's any number of reasons for that part of it to be the case. It is definitely atypical looking for a Transformer at this size and price point.
It's a leader class price point. I mean, I know
Price point as Ectotron. Like, the collaborative figures have a higher price point for their equivalent size class, so we can't really call this a leader price point as such. Yeah, in a normal line, it absolutely is a leader price point, but for collaborative, it's just basically what the Voyagers equate out to, or Voyager plus some.
Ectotron is far worth the money compared to this.
It's a better overall looking product, but I mean, again, Ectotron probably did not have as many things that Hasbro had to meet in their legal agreements to get it made. At least in my speculation, I noticed something in the stock photos for the jet mode too. There's a lot of labels already applied to the jet as Tampographs, but something that is obviously photoshopped on after the fact is Northrop Grumman labeling on the jet nose, which just by the sharpness of it, you can tell is not actually on the toy. So that's another thing that obviously came about late in the process here, which goes to what Matt was saying. Like, there's probably strict requirements for what that vehicle mode is allowed to look like to get that license approval. So yeah, I like, this is a thing. And we know the lead time on Transformers is, you know, 18 months minimum, generally, and usually more like 2 years. So this is something that 2 years ago, someone at Hasbro was probably really excited to get going. And then as they got deeper into it and got more and more committed to it, more problems kept coming up. And it's just like, oh, crap, we can't even stop this now. Mm-hmm. Like, as disappointed as a lot of the fan community seems to be by how the robot especially has turned out to look. In some ways, I have to assume that there's people at Hasbro who started out really excited for this who also are not feeling like super satisfied with where this landed. I've got one on pre-order. I do not know genuinely right now if I'm going to keep it until it comes out, but I want the option.
I want it because of how ridiculous it is.
The jet mode looks great, and yeah, the robot's kind of ridiculous. The volleyball's amusing, I guess. It's the volleyball's more amusing to me because we got that before we got an Optimus with a basketball.
Mm-hmm. There was somebody on Twitter who thought my primary reason for not liking it was the volleyball accessory.
Interesting.
As if everything was great.
Your personal reason? Volleyball.
Yes. Because I posted a visual commentary on what I thought of it. And somebody thought that what I was trying to say is I didn't like the volleyball. You know, as if like that's the deal breaker. It's awesome.
A lot better job on the volleyball than they did the robot methods.
I mean, the sad thing is, though, sad by some measure, like if all other things were equal and there wasn't like the question of like, can Hasbro ever reuse this again? Like, just assuming this was a mold Hasbro could redeco and retool to their heart's content. Like, if they did Cyberjet decos on this, I would 100% absolutely buy this
Skyjack, over and over again. All of those. Yeah.
Hooligan especially. Hooligan, G2 Jetfire, the Robots in Disguise and BotCon colors of that mold. Like, it would need a lot of retooling to do Space Case or Skyjack, but like, yeah, I mean, if you could give me Cyberjets off of this, I'd put money down.
Yeah.
And you know you're going to get a third party leader one head. So, you know.
Yeah.
You can have a giant GoBot if you want.
Actually, that almost makes this more appealing.
Yeah, it does.
And the leader one head.
To get on that now.
The leader one head is, I mean, this is basically the same shape as the leader one head. So, it shouldn't affect the transformation at all. So it's a monkey's paw. It's basically.
I'm so glad I don't care about these crossover transformers.
You can get the exclusive without having to, pay $500 on eBay. But surprise, it's Maverick from Top Gun, and kind of looks not great.
I'll be really interested when there's some in hand photos of this, and not just stock photos by people who are apparently bad at handling toys. Also, I would really be interested to examine this directly myself just to get a feel for how it's been engineered, because, I mean, in general, I think you can tell the difference in direct examination between a toy that's had Takara involvement and not, even if this looks a lot better to my eye than the Marvel crossover stuff. But, you know, 10 or more years has passed since the last try at that. So,
yeah, but they were also trying to
get better.
They were also trying to make the Star Wars crossover figures actually kind of represent a Star Wars character, where this is just a generic robot with a, you know.
It's preferable.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the Marvel ones are a better example because, like, the vehicle modes could be made up to be anything they wanted, and the robot modes, like, had to look similar. They had to kind of resemble the characters they were going for, but there was not as strict of an interpretation around it. So, like, the Marvel ones probably had the best of the engineering at that time. Same. And I'm just curious if this is a completely internal Hasbro product. I want to get hands-on with that and see how their engineering processes may have improved since the Marvel days.
Hey, next year, if I can actually ask questions at Toy Fair, if that ever happens again.
What were you thinking?
What do you mean?
No, you'll ask them, what were you thinking about this? Why did you possibly consider this?
I was saying we could ask if this was, a Takara-initiated project, or Hasbro, if there was any Takara involvement in this project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm almost hopeful that when it's around New York Comic Con time, Hasbro might send out, like, conference call invitations for some of the fan sites like us.
Yeah, they've done that before.
But I mean, yeah, at whatever point we actually get to ask Hasbro representatives questions again, that's definitely something I would have on my list.
Yeah,
yeah,
cool. Okay, moving
along. Yeah, the pre-order launch for that went way better than the Gigawatt launch. But again, there was more than 1,985 of these available, and it was, you know, it came out on time, and just everything basically was better except for the toy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So speaking of that, at least we won't have to deal with Walmart anymore for a little bit.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's a lot of news and stuff going on this weekend. Fan First Friday and the Walmart Collector Con.
What?
Yeah, what is that?
What? Walmart cares about collectors?
We didn't say that. We didn't say that. We said there's a Collector's Con. There's a difference.
So Fan First Friday for Transformers, another one, this Friday, the 17th of July at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, which is early, 10 a.m. following, there's a G.I. Joe version, which will be interesting. Unfortunately, people on the West Coast are like, that's too early. And for me, I'm like, I have standing meetings for work during that. So it's going to be a challenge for me to do anything.
Yeah.
But
fortunately, you've got someone else handling the news for us. So,
I mean, but even if pre-orders went up at that moment, I would be screwed.
At this point, I think it's got to be exhausting grease pit. I mean, I just can't imagine anything else.
Yeah, but I was saying the same thing right before the last Transformers Fan First Friday, and we know how that turned out.
Yeah.
So yeah, the go ahead.
No, I'm worried myself because I'll be at work, and it's like if the stuff goes up on Pulse, the Pulse mobile site, as I mentioned in pre-show, is extremely difficult to navigate. So even if they go up, it's going to be
Not everybody can randomly check the Pulse site while they're at work.
Exactly,
I have that same problem, Don.
The Walmart page is on Friday at 10 a.m. More than 70 exclusives will launch. Including Star Wars, G.I. Joe, and Transformers. How much crossover are we expecting between the two sets of reveals?
I suspect the Fan First Friday may make basic allusion to what Walmart's going to reveal in their whatever this is going to be, because we don't even know if this is going to be a streaming event or if it's just going to be coordinated product launches. But I would tend to think that the Fan First Friday thing will be a little bit more wide focused than that. So probably it will be exhausting grease pit because again, those things are in distribution channels in the US. They have to be released sometime soon. And hopefully we will find out more about some of the other Amazon exclusives that we already have known are coming. There's a lot of stuff that we are aware of that has to be officially acknowledged, which could fall this Friday, but the primary things I'm thinking are those two selects, and probably the Walmart part is going to be the next wave of Netflix War for Cybertron redecos.
I have thoughts that I can't share right now in respect to that. As far as characters that could be, you guys do too. As far as characters that might show up.
Well, no. So that doesn't even matter because we have the leaked Walmart listings from 2 months ago now, maybe.
Oh, I forgot about that. What was on it?
Barricade.
Okay.
Cheetor.
Alita 1.
Bumblebee? Was Bumblebee on that?
Yes, Bumblebee was on that. Alita 1.
Yeah.
There was enough for at least one whole wave of Netflix.
Deep Cover, was he in that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Do you think we'll get a commander class in this potentially?
In the Netflix?
Yeah.
Or
maybe wave 3 Netflix.
No.
Okay.
No, I really don't.
Seems unlikely.
Think we'll get any more Siege Seekers?
No, because the thing is, there's always room for more Seekers. No, the thing is, Walmart doesn't even seem to want to actually have the Commander class on shelves normally. I don't think they're going to go in for an exclusive batch of it, and especially after Spoiler Pack Ultra Magnus had to get clearanced out 3 weeks later.
But I don't understand why that had to get clearanced out.
Nobody knew what was in it.
It was a terrible idea.
I haven't told him this, but I picked up Triplet, the last one that my Walmart had on clearance, and it had been opened. I inspected it. Nobody took anything. But no, but the person just opened it because I had no idea what was in it. It was a horrible idea.
The one I saw at my local store that had been opened, I did not inspect for the contents of it, but I just assumed somebody open it up to see what the hell it actually was, because like how and why, like both questions simultaneously, would you sell a toy like that? That's not at $60. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now a commander class, they would not sell hopefully in a blind box like that. But at the same time, Walmart does not seem to like the commander class for on shelf space.
And honestly, and thinking about think it, they
would commit to an exclusive.
So do we know the commander class? If there's a commander class character in the Netflix series, or is that a spoiler?
We'd have to do.
I haven't been keeping up with the promos.
Okay. Well, I think
because I don't hear that much.
So, wasn't there a promo that that showed Jetfires being in?
Okay. So we're under embargo. We can't talk about our thoughts around the show. So we watched the first six episodes, or most of us have. So
are we even supposed to acknowledge that that's been a thing?
It's out there. Somebody, it's been told that people have shared it. Yeah. So we're embargoed. We can't talk about it for a couple weeks, but. Trying to be coy, it's like, oh, is Jetfire in this? But there's not enough difference in Jetfire really to justify re-releasing it.
No. Jetfire is definitely in promo art.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so we'll have a podcast about that. That'll launch the embargo lifts on the 27th, so it'll fire the first thing that morning. So.
And early Friday afternoon, probably we'll have some content about the Fanverse Friday and the Walmart Collector Con thing in more detail once we actually know what they're going to talk about.
Cool. So, actually,
real quick, after I get my pre-orders in, if applicable.
So, real quick, before we move to the next item, in the chat, it was basically this whole thing about the Kingdom. It was asked if we had mentioned that, and. No, we hadn't. I really wasn't.
The short version is there's a lot of rumors going around right now for the 2021 War for Cybertron line, and there is one or two pieces that have been confirmed, which probably makes the rest of it also true, but the rest of it's not confirmed yet, so we're not really going to talk about it in any detail right now.
But the whole idea about Kingdom equals Beast Wars, I think, is a stretch.
Well, yeah, because Animal Kingdom,
yeah. I mean, it could be the Magic Kingdom. There's Disney cross Transformers, you know.
Ooh, that'd be an interesting third part of War for Cybertron.
Yeah. So yeah. I think it's
War for Cybertron Part 3. We're going to Disney World.
Not saying that Beast Wars isn't the next phase of the War for Cybertron trilogy or whatever, because I think it very possibly could be. But I don't think Kingdom is a hint of that.
I like the word Kingdom used instead of the word multiverse. As a nice change of pace.
Yeah. Basically. Cool. Okay. So let's see here. Moving along.
Yes. Now I want to make the phrase story kingdom be a thing in place of like multiverse or cinematic universe.
Yeah.
Let's make this happen.
Yes.
Maybe it's already happened. We'll see.
So this is basically really one news item left. Studio Series 86, Leader Class Slag, and more from Walmart. So, was this Zobivor? Or was that a different one?
I think the Slag one was, and the other data mining was somebody else. I don't know off the top of my head.
Well, our pal Zobivor found out part of this.
Since when did Hasbro decide it was okay to name, you know, a Dinobot Slag again?
It's unclear, but it's not the first time that a product listing has a name that's not quite the same as what the packaging will have on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, it's just a data field. It's just
a
bit like an XML file. This is one row.
It's still the gibberish kind of item description.
Yeah. So it could be, it's something somebody typed in. It's not necessarily, again, like what Chris said, it's what's on the box. But yeah, so
the box that probably hasn't been designed yet.
No, a box is probably boxes. If this is in there, the box is probably designed.
If it's Studio Series anyway, it'll just be Studio Series packaging probably.
Yeah. We know what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, we've talked about this before. It's like, oh, well, is there going to be more, like, is there going to be Transformers and movie stuff in Studio Series? It looks like the answer is definitely yes.
Yeah.
Poor Eric.
Yeah, poor Eric. I am giving Eric so much crap about this on on Twitter.
So angry.
he's not the only one either. Like, and honestly, I understand where they're coming from with this, because I mean, it's not like I don't have fatigue for G1 stuff and would like to have some option that's not. I just don't want my option to be movie stuff.
I understand better than most, you know, about, you know, different eras encroaching in on the stuff that I like.
Yeah. Like, again, I got a little crap over this, but like, I don't even like the movies. So to me, studio series, I'm like, yeah, absolutely. It's the, you know, it's the Baver stuff, but I'm like, it's, yeah, I guess so.
Because it has been.
Yeah, it has been. Yeah. But like, technically, if we're just talking movies, there's no reason Transformers movie characters couldn't be in it, you know. And Hasbro agrees finally, so they've seen the light. And
it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know what they should? You know what they should also include in studio series though. Eventually, is
movie.
No. Oh well, yeah. Okay. I was gonna say though, figures from Predacons Rising.
Predacons Rising. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
A masterpiece.
Yeah.
A classic.
Hey, I liked it.
I liked Predacons Rising. Was the
it was good.
Is the best Transformers movie, that or Bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bumblebee's really good though.
Yeah.
You know what's sad though about this? Well, maybe tragic, depending on your point of view. But it just once again like proves like the gravitational pull of G1 is so great. Like if you don't have this like active live action movie franchise that's like cranking every other year or so, like at some point G1, you know, it
defaults right back.
Is everything.
It takes over the whole petri dish every time.
I am tired of G1. I want new stuff, but if it's going to get rid of movie stuff that I don't care about, sure.
Now I am excited
over this.
Yes.
I'm excited about the thought of getting, you know, the Dinobots in a larger scale so they, you know, more appropriately fit with other stuff on the shelf. We just got, you know, the full team.
Yeah, I don't even like those that much, so it's fine. I'm ready.
I'm just saying, I can understand why people are not again.
But like again, so yeah, with the regular, like the generation stuff, they have a play pattern or a design philosophy that they do for each series, where studio series really tries to be the best possible representation, irrespective of a play pattern or a gimmick or anything like that. So a studio series, Galvatron or a studio series, you know, Dinobots or whatever, should be a really nice representation without having to worry about like battle damage or like
without cup or blurbing headmasters for no apparent reason whatsoever.
Yes.
Other than everything in the line is a headmaster.
Yeah. So
now the thing of it is though, guys, you're saying that, you know, we just got them and we shouldn't be getting them this soon. Look at the entire wave.
I'm not saying that.
Nobody's saying that.
Complaining about it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. That's what came across to me. It's
nobody
like,
really feels that way.
Oh, okay. Well, I misunderstood then. I was just going to say, we just got Siege Megatron. Now we're getting Earthrise Megatron. We just got all the jets. We've already got three of the jets.
Those characters don't kind of come up over and over again, but Transformers wise, time is a flat circle that extends between 1984 and 1986.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great way of putting it. But yeah, so anything else? So the Slag and Daniel,
Slag, Coupler, and a Jazz that's probably also G1 style, because there's no reason for them to make another movie Jazz in particular.
So the Slag is a leader class. Grimlock is a leader. And
apparently comes with a little Daniel figure of some sort.
Grimlock is a leader class.
And so it comes with a little wheelie figure of some sort.
Yeah.
Yes. That's cool.
Yeah. So we don't know anything about a Sludge, a Snarl, or a Swoop. It would be great if they did all five, even though Snarl got the short end of the stick.
I cannot imagine they would do four and not do the fifth one.
Yeah,
Snarl did appear in like two frames of animation
in two different scenes briefly, if I remember right.
Yeah. So what they'll actually do is instead of making a Snarl that's a toy, they will just print Snarl's head on one of the backgrounds in the studio series packaging. That will be the studio series inclusion of Snarl.
That's possible.
As long as Sludge has free floating eyeballs, I am fine with whatever we get.
Yeah. Oh, Sludge is coming to class.
I think yeah. I think even if it doesn't come with that as a stock option, we can probably count on, you know, Dr. Wu or Shockwave Lab or even Nonev to make some kind of option piece to snap over the head that's got the yeah. the distended eyes.
So like I'm kind of excited to see their backgrounds if they stick with that Studio Series packaging, because I can just see a picture of Devastator, like, you know, in the background, and Slag's like running into his leg. Like,
we could even get, you know, good quality print versions of those movie background painting pans.
I would actually keep that.
Oh yeah.
So Toy Box Comics, Alan Young suggested on a private Facebook group that we're on this past week that Sludge should be Commander class. Agree totally. I agree. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The thing is, though, that. I completely lost
Don and Brain this evening.
Braining is hard, Don. I get it.
Yeah, but braining is hard. It's I know. It's but, I mean, okay, well, look at Star Wars. Hasbro has mined every possible scene from Star Wars for every character, even if they were like in the background thawing off a ledge. You know,
I don't know if you've noticed, Don, but they've kind of kept making more of that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying if they've done it for that, they're going to milk anything they can to get figures, even maybe. With the slightest tangent of connection.
Well, I mean, Star Wars is also a trillion times more popular than Transformers. There's a billion times as many people who collect Star Wars as Transformers.
Right, but remember what they said. You know, they like completing sets, even if it does take a while.
Mark Webber's no longer there.
There were a couple magic years where Transformers was bigger than Star Wars.
Yeah, the 80s.
No. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Between the first and second movie, I would say. Like, yeah. There was a hot minute where Transformers was like,
maybe. Tops.
Maybe. Well, they weren't making Star Wars movies then, though.
Well, that's not my problem. That's not Transformers' problem.
We had just suffered through Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, so Mark Webber may not be with Transformers anymore and hasn't been for several years, but the philosophy of completing teams is still large and in charge.
Yeah, you're right.
Every alive and well. Scene.
Yeah,
I prefer large and in charge, just, you know, because that's how I roll. Also, we don't have it in the show notes, but Paladin did remind me in the Discord. There was Walmart listings for three new deluxe Cyberverse figures, which is interesting because Cyberverse was supposed to have ended after this year. So there's listings for Starscream, Prowl, and Soundwave.
So what's the likelihood that they'll continue the toys even if there's no series?
I mean, we could get half a year more worth of toys into 2021 just while they're trying to set up for whatever the first Entertainment One-backed project is.
Yeah.
And these three are listed as Build-A-Figure toys. So, like, there probably has to be more than just these three coming because we're going to have a whole McAdam after Thunder Howl comes out, so I doubt they're going to rerun McAdam parts with these three.
Unless it's a smaller Build-A-Figure.
I guess it could be the Teletran X diagnostic drone thing. Like, they could do that in three parts, and that'd be an interesting thing that they couldn't fit in the toy line otherwise, but for now, I would probably tend to assume they've got a whole, like, normal set planned out for these, and these are just the first ones that are being listed out.
Yeah. So that's
were they going to do my Build-A-Figure Autobot Spike soon?
Wrong series.
Red series. Yeah, Red series. Red collection. Yeah,
they could, actually. Actually, depending on how those toys are put together, it's possible that you could build your own just by buying.
Yeah, if they ever release enough of the characters to start cutting them up.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
No, if they get out of, like, you know, core G1 characters, if Red Collection lasts long enough for that, stuff like Autobot Spike should be, you know, high up on the list.
And bot.
But this is also the same stuff we talked about when Red Collection was announced, and we're just kind of retreading. So, thank you, Amazon, or something.
Yeah, tfradio.net/Amazon. actually, what is it? tfradio.net/deadprime, I think, is the URL. That's actually shipping this week. I'll have mine tomorrow.
Yeah, so that actually had sold out earlier today. Last I checked, it was back up, but now has a 1 to 2 month wait for shipping.
Yeah, but if
one
you wanna,
to 2 months.
Well, you know, that's probably just a safe number they threw in, you know. tfradio.net/Amazon, you can buy whatever to help us out. You know, you're going to buy stuff anyway from there. Just might as well use our link.
Does that mean their initial stock is gone?
Slash Amazon.
Possibly.
Probably whatever
first shipment at least they had come in is used up, and they're waiting for the next one to come through.
Yeah. And they almost certainly, I would say they probably all have it in their distribution network. Otherwise they would probably just, you know, shut it off.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm thinking, like, it's probably at least like on the boat on the way over.
Yeah.
Like they know for sure that there's going to be some additional quantity of them. But it's also, we've seen stuff listed with shipping dates in this format before, and the pre-orders eventually end up getting canceled. So hopefully that's not the case this time. I don't think it's ever happened with one of their exclusive products like this, so it's probably going to come through. You just are going to have to be patient with it.
Yeah. But yeah, tfradio.net/Amazon will help us out. We would love you forever. Hey, we got to pay for this show somehow. It's not cheap. It's really not. Yeah,
they had all the Transformers movies in 4K Blu-ray the other day.
Oh, yeah. Is that still like, is there still a deal on that?
No, it went back up to like $80. So yeah,
it's even better.
Like,
buy it now.
Before, yeah.
tfradio.net/Amazon. Okay, so time to thank our patrons at the Touch tier. And actually, thanks to all the patrons that have joined recently. We love you. Thank you very much. If you want to be a patron and get exclusive content, I'm making an executive decision. After episode 6, which it's the episode I just posted to the patron list. After episode 6, that RSC throwback podcast that we do will become a patron exclusive. I'm thinking I think that idea of that show is less general appeal, but probably high level
it's
appeal
core audience
yeah, core, for core audience. So yeah. So I want to get that one, collector episode out here in a couple months to the public. But after that podcast will go, patrons only. So, and when I start posting, when I start editing and getting the, What's Happened to the Headmasters up and running, until I finish that series, which could be 2030, those podcasts will be patron only until the series is finished. So I've got like 4 or 5 episodes that I need to edit and post. Hopefully I'll find time to do that soon. But yeah, so throwback will become after episode 6. So starting with episode 7, that'll become a patron only podcast. So, but yeah, thanks to the patrons who joined up. We love you. You're awesome. And thanks to our Touched patrons, Kevin Dorsey, again, happy birthday. You and your wife, Ellie. Sean Bratton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Hamilton, Jason W. Rye, Mike Mallory, Jason Hiley, Jonathan James, Matthew Deadman, Hector Bones, Nathan Sampy, Spider Bob, Rabbits, Emmett Stresovich, Gaming Fix, Patrick Davidson, and Joey Russell. Thank you so much. You're awesome. If you want to, again, be a patron, go to patreon.com/TFRadio. We have 3 tiers, and you can read over and see what options there are there, and whatever you want to do. It'll help us out. It helps make sure that Rob and Chris get paid, and that we
that's
cover
very important
that we cover the cost of everything. So okay, you can also follow us on Twitter at TF Radio, facebook.com/TF Radio, instagram.com/TF Podcast. We're on YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. We're pretty much everywhere. You can find the show notes for this episode at tfradio.net/673. You can leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT, 931-994-6268. I need to get some questions and such into an upcoming episode. We've got a backlog of things I need to answer.
Hopefully in about 2 weeks we'll be out of news again, and we'll be in a prime place for filler content.
Yeah, I tend to most of the time just respond to email directly and not put it in the show.
That's great for the listeners.
It's great for the listeners, yeah. Well, lately we've been running long, so.
Yeah.
Rob Springer's not here. We just recently posted an episode of the Zone Base podcast, and you can find that. That's the Transform Squadron podcast at tfradio.net, but Rob can be found on Twitter at RoboRobSpringer and at zonebase.org. Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
Oh, well, personally, I'm on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. I don't think I'm doing anything interesting there right now, but, you know, what can you do about that? For my photography-related things, you can go to playwithphotography.com. I have galleries, articles, just, you know, generally whatever I want to have collected somewhere about toy photography, toys, photography, individually, whatever. On social media, I'm on Instagram.com at playwithphotography and at playwithphotos on Twitter. You can find random photos I post there. On the Twitter, there's a few photos of Double Dealer that I mentioned earlier in the show, which, I mean, they look nice. I just, Double Dealer, the QC on the one I got makes me sad. So, if you like the stuff I'm doing and want to help me do more of it or just show your support, I'm on Patreon at patreon.com/playwithphotos. You can pitch in for as little as $2 per month. I also have an Amazon wish list if you just want to like do a nice thing for me and send me random crap. It's at tfradio.net/chrislist, and that also helps in some tiny, tiny, tiny way to keep the shows running and me and Rob getting paid and other positive things like that.
Cool. Rob, how do people get a hold of you?
They can find me on Twitter at Rob Flails. I'm also on YouTube at Flailthroughs. I cover Gundam Battle Operation 2. It's a free-to-play Gundam game for the PS4. And it looks like we're going to get the Double Zeta Gundam in a couple of weeks, so that should be exciting. Beyond that, if you like what I do on YouTube, patreon.com/flailthroughs, you can throw me a couple bucks there and I can do for you a specific mobile suit weapon color combination in the game. And also, I also have an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/playlist if anyone feels like sending me books or toys or really big waffles.
Or swords. You got swords on there.
There are also swords, but really big waffles are nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
John.
That John D. Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Wow.
I'm aware of.
Awesome.
Except Facebook. But John does not go to Facebook, so Facebook does not count.
John is wise.
Yeah. John's figuring it out after a few decades.
Yeah. I'm getting myself in trouble on Facebook right now. And
same.
I'm not responded there.
Anani TF says waffles are pancakes with abs.
That's true. That's true. Don, how do people get a hold of you? Excellent. At HMRC4EVR, our podcast listeners will appreciate the sign.
That's the weirdest at sign I've ever seen.
Don, that's lovely. Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Diecast2. I also have an Amazon wish list because my birthday's next week. I'll be celebrating with you, the live listeners, because I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, so you can go spend time with your wife.
Well, it's my birthday. I should
or be the able non-live. To do what I want. The undead listeners.
But that's at tfradio.net/diecastlist. And then you can also like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast and see all my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. I guess that's it. We'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, what are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?